Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter, Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
Podcast with a conversation never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4. Today we got our bartender back in the building.
Hi, you guys. Everybody's favorite bartender, Champagne from the Lip Bar.
We are joined today with two of LA's, I'm gonna say, hottest promoters, because I noticed them before they said something to me. So they're here, and we about to, you know, go ahead and introduce yourself, man. We're gonna do it like that.
What's the deal? This is what KM Montana, big vibes and all that, big bag of chips for the side of dip, always doing my shit.
I go by Honcho.
Everybody, wait, you know. Got, your shit
gotta
be like his, bro.
No, I don't know. He gotta go first.
He gotta go first.
Nah, you good. Go ahead, bro. We straight.
That, why you didn't jump in there and go first? You knew he was about to have
I didn't know he was gonna do it. I ain't gonna lie.
Always.
That was just me being funny, man.
Oh, I go by Honcho. Everybody know me in the city. South Central. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Say
yeah. Nice humble guys.
I can do that. Yeah.
Nice humble guys. Just did you guys used to mow the lawn and get the newspaper and stuff?
I most definitely did.
You mowed the lawn?
Yeah.
I had to too.
Mowed the lawn. Yeah, bag that bitch. All of that.
Yep. Hit it with a little edger.
Yeah.
I love when people are from the city.
Yeah. So let everybody know where you're from.
Born and raised in South Central.
Born and raised South Central.
What part?
What high school y'all went to?
Vermont and like Gage.
Vermont. You know your mama stay? Where your daddy stay?
What high school you graduated from? What continuation school you went to?
Yeah, I graduated from continuation. I graduated from Sayre.
I went to Hawkins, though.
You went to Sayre?
Oh, I went to Sayre.
Okay, fresh he actually
fresh out of camp. Fresh out of camp. I went
he
to Sayre.
Did.
I graduated, though. I graduated from Washington.
Barely.
No, I did. It just, they sent me to the halls, and afterwards, they sent me to continuation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been back to jail since you've been
here,
though?
Hell no.
Look at you.
Hell no.
Reformed fucker. I love that.
Huh? You say you went to jail at four?
No. 14, yeah.
Four. Oh, shit. Oh,
damn. I didn't say it.
Over there, my bad.
That's never good. Been to jail.
Yeah, no.
I was about to say me too, but.
I'm going to have to share the beauty of a shot with y'all.
Yeah, most definitely.
Let's get it.
So tell the people where y'all here, man. Like we I know what y'all do. But they don't know what y'all do, so
okay.
Well, let them know what you do. They're not going to hunt y'all first.
Yeah, let them go first.
Shit, we throw events in the city every other month, sometimes twice a month. We go up, we invite everybody out, have a good time.
How y'all start doing that?
Okay, so basically y'all promoters.
Yeah.
What would y'all call yourself?
I'm an event producer.
Event, yeah. Event producer.
I'm an event producer.
I heard you.
Pookie Turner?
Yeah, I'm a Pookie.
He said the first like event title that I ever was like, he said he's a vibe curator.
Vibe curator.
I said, oh, I'm fucking with it. Yeah, I'm taking it in the bio.
That sound way better.
Not facts.
You know? That sound way better.
Who you curate experiences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So y'all vibe curators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, what you got for us?
I mean, I'm an event producer. I claim that more than anything.
All right. What's the difference?
So I do everything from like top to bottom. Like from the marketing manager.
DJ?
Nah, hell no. I book the DJs. As in like from like the budgets, the spreadsheets, from like booking the venues to
talking to the owners,
make sure the contracts, everything is up the contracts. And like everything from point A to point Z. That I do everything.
Okay. That's an event producer.
I'm an event producer. I produce the and curate the vibe.
So what was your
Pookie would be more so like Pookie would be more so like a
gotta bring Pookie on the show.
He's really a vibe curator.
Pookie gotta come on the show.
He brings energy to an event.
We ain't gonna
believe not my first biggest I'm saying right now, my first biggest event was with him.
That y'all know big LA promoters, because at one point in time,
he was a new promoter.
So, I don't feel like...
Long Beach.
I remember nigga Pookie was making plates at one time.
Pookie still do.
Pookie plates.
Pookie plates.
Shout out to Pookie, man, while we talk about
Pookie. What else y'all do? You cook too? You be getting on the grill?
No, I'm not.
You know how to crack an egg with one hand?
I can cook, but I don't cook for people.
What's your number one meal? What you be cooking for yourself?
She go to school for this.
I say this.
Go ahead.
I make some bomb ass Rasta pasta.
Rasta who?
Rasta pasta.
What's the ingredient?
Oh, shit. Cream. Some heavy whipping cream. You can use some Cajun seasoning. You can use some, oh, my boy, he just put me on.
You're not talking about your boy.
No, well, he just taught me. No, he just taught me, because he said I was doing it a bullshit way at first.
Oh. I was just about to say.
Yeah, he said I was doing it a bullshit way. So, recently, it's like, we got some jerk. I got to live with some Jamaicans. Mm. So, like, he kind of, like, showed me how to, like, to make it the correct way. Mm. And I still be fucking that up. I still like my way a little better. It's simple.
So you can't cook. Okay.
It's simple.
Microwave.
I mean, I got look. It's on my Instagram. It's some few things on there.
Oh, that's man. Crazy that you said pasta, though, because what did I learn today in school?
Yeah, today she must
learn how to make pasta from scratch.
Scratch?
Oh, damn. Literally, like, the dough. Everything.
I said, this girl, like, what the fuck she doing?
Oh, yes.
That's hard.
So, what you said you know how to cook? You know how to cook Rotel, you said?
Rotel, nah.
Oh!
She said Rotel.
He said Rasta pasta. What you know how to cook?
That nigga 15 years old. He can't cook.
Oh, God. My next question was.
I was
about to ask y'all how old y'all are. Y'all want to tell people how old y'all are? Do y'all do that?
I'm about to be 26 next week.
Yeah, I'm 30.
You 30 already?
I just turned 30.
You had a dirty 30?
I had a red carpet event for my 30th.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. You were a suit and stuff.
Yeah,
that
was
DJ Q the suit. We don't got that shit. I was joking with y'all.
Oh, shit. Oh, everybody get shot.
That's dope. That's dope. So, event producer.
Mm-hmm. I'm like the event planner. Like he be talking to me and stuff. I be like, bro, we ain't going to do that. We're going to do it like this.
Yeah.
He be like, and then like at the end of the party, he be like, I'm happy I listened to you or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And then like when we get there.
Okay. This is a person where I'm telling you, if anybody know me, like, I be shitting bricks like before a party. I'm the one that's like always anxious, always
nervous, walking around.
Parties. Shit. I met him
backyard parties. That's where I was a producer. What's that called? Promoter. Yeah.
Promoter.
So I'm like, okay, I can do this by myself. Like, I started noticing this shit.
Oh, y'all was Kobe partiers.
No, I met him way before COVID.
It's like 2017.
I met him like 20.
It's like fresh out of high school.
He was fresh out of high school.
My sister went to CSUN.
Yeah.
I just would be up there.
College.
Like,
what was parties. You doing at the college?
My sister went there.
Oh, he
what does your sister need you to do at the college?
I just like bitches.
Okay. He said this looked like a new market.
Yeah, and then I'm like,
he said, what is that?
Like dorm parties.
Grown bitches?
Dorm parties. And they hoochies? I'm like, I could do this.
He was in and out them dorms.
Yeah, I'm like, I could do this. Like, I could take
what
this.
What age
you doing this? That's why you said CSUN. Like, I'm 18, like, what was 19, you doing on them people campus?
2017, like, yeah. 19.
So what made y'all want to be, I'm going to start with you because you're the youngest. What made you want to be a promoter?
I think the females.
Females?
Yeah, like, they gravitate towards me all the time. So I'd be like, I feel like I can make money off them. Just make fun, like have fun.
Great company.
So I thought, I thought the idea, the origin of the idea around like promoters bringing out a gang of girls was so that they could get all they bitches in one room without they bitches finding out that they bitches.
Yeah, like in 2018, I was like that.
Oh, okay. So like, that is the foundation.
Like, I used to be like, I got this one right here, I got this one.
I always
one.
Wondered that. I knew, I but knew now it was like, a reason that all these bitches
Yeah,
they
be now knowing. It's like more like professional. Like, I'd be like, yeah,
but I'm just saying, they like,
that.
I ain't about to embarrass myself and be tripping on nobody. Mm-hmm. So,
except for the women. You started promoting for the women.
Yeah, like, they just, every time, like they just hit me up every week, what you doing? Let's hang out. But it'd be like a group of them. So it'd be like, all right, 2019 came about. Every week it was an Airbnb. So like, Airbnb, my ratio, I'm bringing 30. No, this is 2017, but then 2019 came about.
Yeah. So I'm that's yeah. fairly like, okay,
so I'm
cool.
Like, the ratio just 30 to 1, 30 to 2. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wild boy.
He was not part of
the ratio is crazy. I'm like, I gotta make money off this.
The fact that you're using the word ratio,
like 30 to 1.
I usually make people a full size cocktail. Y'all only getting shots.
Oh, shit.
The fuck? That's cool. Nigga, you running analytics on the hoe? I ain't got time. I'm out. Nigga, just do my job. Enjoy the conversation, y'all.
Jesus.
I'll be over here mixing the drink.
My ratios.
So, what was your first party?
My first official party was in, I'm going to say 2018. Yep. Like official, like my name on it.
Yeah.
I brought my own promoters. I'm like, yeah, I could do this.
What was this at?
This is downtown. Like, it was like in an upstairs room.
Okay.
Like part of like a warehouse or something.
How did you find that spot?
I think somebody else had an event there. I'm like, I went to it. Okay. And I got the contact to it.
Okay, so you was already on it.
Yeah, I'm like, we can do this. Something. It was like 400 people there.
And okay.
We was like, yeah, it was crazy.
He's like, I gotta
from then
this.
On, I'm like, I gotta do it. But he brought me out of it. I actually stopped throwing parties. He brought me out of it.
Because
in 2019, man. I was throwing parties, and then COVID happened. And then I'm like, I don't want to do that no more. But then we had a house in Wood Hill, so it was like, everybody just pull up. House parties. And then I was like with Roochies. Okay. I was always with them. So I'm like, I don't care about no parties. Whole 2021, no parties until Halloween. He was like, bro, come on.
Halloween.
And I did it. I'm like,
Halloween.
I like it.
I got a cool little following then when it comes to doing the turn-ups. Everybody, I used to promote, so everybody hits you every week, every day.
Every week.
Like, what's going on today? What's going on tomorrow?
Fact. Yeah, so, I think that's what maybe like, when he told me, like, let's do Halloween 2021, I'm like, everybody keep asking me, like, when your next party for like Halloween 2 years?
That was, we did the first Purge. That's like our biggest event of the year. So that Halloween, it was on a Sunday. Halloween fell on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we did, like, everybody party was in L.A. Our shit was way in Westminster. So we brought out 600 people all the way to Orange County to Westminster on a Sunday night. Niggas had work the next day.
Yeah.
It was
mad.
It was vibes. It was big. That was big vibes.
Literally.
Like, it was crazy. That was the first one that we did together.
I'm looking at
the what the fuck you smiling about?
Shot,
exactly.
It's crazy. He looking at the shot. Man, chill out, man. We got you, little man.
I like blue drinks. I'm like, it's different. What's your favorite cocktail?
I think that's what that one was.
Yeah.
Mine, I might say Cadillac.
You like Cadillacs? Man, how old are you again?
Hell yeah.
26.
Cadillac chilled no ice.
Have you tried a
Who
French
you?
Connection?
Who you guys?
No, I haven't tried that.
Try a Cadillac connection.
A French connection.
Mm-hmm. You want to give us our traditional deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not above you, below you. I'm right
here with you.
Oh, you already know about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, right there, right there. Mm. Oh, that was crazy.
That's cool.
What's in this? I didn't see you pour it.
A magician that never tells his secrets.
I brung the babe out, but I feel like it's a good day to enjoy a good day.
Yeah,
I ain't telling you what else in it though, but that's it.
That's
the
dizzle?
Main ingredient. The dizzle.
The dizzle.
Y'all know about the dizzle?
The dizzle be hitting.
Okay, because you know I'm over here quizzing y'all.
Come on, I'm really LA.
Yeah,
I'm really LA.
I'm trying to see if y'all really on the scene.
I'm really LA nigga.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really LA nigga.
Yeah.
Can't be talking about you know a party planner and you don't know about no dizzle.
That's crazy.
Okay.
So 2019, you got back on it.
2021.
You got it. Yeah. You stopped. Like you started. Yeah. Okay. Boom. I'm trying to keep the timeline. Boom. And then he brought you out of it.
Yeah.
When did you start?
Shit.
Because he said he got you to do it.
I think I started throwing events in, I think, 2019, I think.
Okay.
So 2018. No, I was throwing party before then. I first met Josh as.
Who was Josh?
Black Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Black Coffee Visuals.
We know him here.
Yeah, we know him.
Shout out to our cameraman.
Yeah,
he called himself a cameraman. He probably called himself a Vidi Hoochiator.
That's Open Bar Podcast right there.
I made the hoes go crazy on video.
Hey, he sent me a picture today. It was crazy, but we ain't gonna talk about it, though. So he started you to promote him?
No.
I thought you said he started you. That's what you told
me. No. He was throwing parties before me. Damn near, yeah. Because he was like, I got onto this shit,
It had to be 2018.
It was 2018. I was 25 when I started throwing parties.
Okay.
I got into like really, really late.
Okay.
Dang.
I got into it really, really late.
Then I started promoting parties at 18.
Right here. Yeah, I know. I was going to parties when I was 18.
Wait.
Like, I stopped for the longest
Wasn't even old enough to get in. Did y'all start doing teenage parties?
The math is fucking with me right now.
Because he started doing parties at 25, and he's barely past 25.
Yeah.
So
I met him. I met him through my little cousin when he was like 18, 19 years old.
Okay.
So it was backyard only.
It was like backyard parties. It was like USC parties. Like 600-700 people out in the backyard, crammed in one spot.
Yeah. But it's like it was like seven heads on it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you can't say it's your party because. It's everybody.
It was everybody's party. It was like, that's how I met him, with my little cousins. Like,
that's lit. Fire.
Yeah, I met him through my little cousins and we maintained a relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah. Deadass.
Man, I like that.
Doing some shit, so I was like,
you seen the potential.
I was like,
what should I be doing? Because I had other promoters.
You know what happened, right?
Planners, so I'd be like, nah. Huh?
You know that he was fucking a bitch that said that she knew you right. And then he fucked 2-3 more bitches that came from you.
He was like, wait a minute.
I gotta see if this nigga dick is clean because we sharing a lot of motherfucking pussy. I got to get closer.
No diddy.
No diddy.
No motherfucking diddy. No diddy. But
damn, can we just say that? All right, fuck it. Keep going.
We hearing that.
Keep going.
What they say, we be hip. The hip podcast.
Man, you started.
Yeah, it's no chasing.
No chasers.
Titties with
you
titties.
See what's going on. Boobs in front of you, whenever you ready.
She trying to get y'all drunk.
Oh.
I ain't making them no full size cocktails.
Because he look 12.
Yeah. he about to prove to me today that he be out here.
First off, let me tell you this. Y'all really don't know this nigga then. If y'all don't. He got a whole.
I've seen him.
He got a whole slogan.
Wait, his eyes.
Oh, see, we're the real. You seen
him? He got a whole slogan.
He got so happy.
That's mine.
He
was like,
"What's our story?" Be like, "Let's just keep going."
There goes my baby.
Right, that nigga eyes got a little twinkle in them.
Boy, y'all watch this nigga's stories.
No, I told y'all I never met him, but I bartended an event like a couple of weeks ago, and somebody was dead set convinced that they met me at one of his parties.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so when he walked in and they said their names, I was like, well, I'm sure it's only one huncho, the promoter.
For sure.
I met your huncho then. I'm like,
for sure. Hello.
Especially out there.
She be everywhere, so she's everywhere.
If I was doing a Tootsie Roll at that nigga party, I would have knew. Meet me there.
Do you go to parties? Like, do you party, or you strictly go for, like, the business now?
I really love to party. And people who hire me know that.
I'm talking about when the last time you went and not worked.
And not work. I went to I don't think I went.
I wait. I swear to God, I'm like, dang.
First and foremost, I don't even play like that. I don't even play like that.
Shit.
But what is the last event that I went to? Because I wanted to go to Familiar Faces, but then I got booked. But if I would have went to Familiar Faces, I would have been in there. Like,
the question was, when was the last time you partied?
I don't know. I just party at the booking. That's why I learned to train people and like start hiring my own bartenders and stuff because baby, I'm somewhere in the VIP throwing ass. Get the people that bottle service. Like girl, you read the motherfucking
over here,
text message.
Over here,
like, girl, you see
I'll direct the traffic.
Yes. Over here. Yeah, that's me. I'm doing a whole lot of things. They're like, you the bottom girl. No, I'm the owner, but they going to be up there in a minute. Like, y'all need, I'm going to bring y'all a shot or something.
Y'all going to be straight.
So that's cool. Do y'all mostly do clubs?
Now we do.
Like, now we do. So y'all don't do private events?
I wouldn't call it venues.
Just like
venues?
Yeah, venues.
Got
to have a bar.
Yeah, have a bar license.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all learned your lessons.
No, I didn't even know anything about that. It's just money. Finances. Money.
I like that.
That's all.
That's even money.
So
he's the one making sure. Becoming, that nigga back becoming, got so straight.
Becoming a new promoter, right? Mm-hmm. Going into these meetings with these owners and stuff. What kind of deals are you working out from the jump? Are you working out the percentage of the bar? How does that work? And how does the door work?
Bar percentage.
Off top.
Yeah.
What about the door?
100%.
That's us.
And they're going to agree to what I agree to. I'm going to walk.
Touch you that money.
So how did the club make money if y'all do that?
That bar.
Because of the bar.
The bar makes the most money.
They ask for a minimum. Sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 10.
Right.
We go hit that. We go guarantee we hit it every time.
I ain't going to say too much. Can't give my secrets and shit.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
I mean,
I was just about to say.
That's what we hear.
So let me tell you my business.
Wait, we here. This is not for us.
I know.
I'm gonna tell y'all my business.
Right?
I do a lot of venues.
I know.
I do a lot of venues. So even y'all just in a
couple
of bars.
This is not for me or her. This is for our listeners.
This is for the listeners. This is for the me's and the you's and the us's.
I'm gonna say this. I don't gatekeep shit, right?
Right. But no,
so what I do is this, right? I was taught to tell people shit, mm-hmm. and then let them do the work.
Because a lot of the time,
you'll give out information, and nigga don't do shit with it. So what I'm going to do is what somebody taught me. I'm going to give you the right here, tell you what to go do, how to go do it, and you go figure it out. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, like, with some of the venues, I'm going to go talk to an owner. I'm going to say what I want to agree to, what my terms is.
Right.
So, like, that's always the key, like, going to a spot, go based off what you can do.
Right.
Because sometimes you might call up there, they're like 10. Then you go meet them face to face. It's a whole different conversation.
Or if they familiar with your event.
So we call.
It's crazy. It's like
So you just basically go up there, make videos.
I'm gonna tell you, Slick.
Yeah.
I can tell you from.
I already know what that is. Yeah. So you go up there, get us to at least Jay.
Right. So look. All right, Jay. So look, you go up there. Find out who the actual owner is.
Gotcha.
It's never really smart to go through a booking manager.
Don't
do no middleman. Nip will tell you off written. Everything I learned was through Nip. I'm not even going to hold it. Everything I learned was through Nip.
We're on the marathon right now.
Dead ass. So we don't do no middleman.
Okay.
So find out who the owner is. Find out, like, what are they doing on them nights.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of the time, they'll tell you some bullshit.
You're giving out some, if y'all not listening,
y'all better listen.
Y'all don't listen right now.
You listening.
Because he said he don't gatekeep, and he give you here.
Here. That's a lot of information.
Look.
Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's get it. So you go to the bar, you look for the owner. Not the middleman.
Yeah, not the middleman.
Okay.
Go to the owner. You'll find out, after you find out, get the information, go to the Instagram page. After you go to the Instagram page, go start doing your research on, like, what are they doing.
Right.
Pop up on a random ass night. Go to the bar. Go buy a drink,
mm-hmm.
and go find out how much a drink costs. A cocktail, right?
Boy,
and then after you do the cocktail, do the numbers on like capacity, right? Mm-hmm. After you do the capacity, now go to one of the events and actually go see if it's Friday night, Saturday night. Those are the highest nights that they do. Right. They do numbers.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything
is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
If they ain't doing no numbers on Fridays and Saturdays, then when you lowball their ass. You lowball their ass.
This is not for the owners.
Or you figure out how you can just get
No, so what you do is, like,
why you say that?
If a nigga
come on now.
If a nigga tell
you. Who team you on?
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my bad. It's not because, look, because at the end of the day, here I look at it, right?
There's times the owner, like, try to get over us.
Yeah.
We're telling him, like, we got receipts.
We got receipts.
He looked at us, like, he said a number. He'd be like, we're not going to do that with you. We're going to do this. We're going to make sure you hit this. We're going to get a percentage after that.
I'm going to cut that part out.
Yeah,
and he'll look at the receipt.
No,
we'll bring back a receipt.
They need to talk about politics.
They be I would say this though.
I'm a vendor, so I know.
But no,
it gotta be fair though. Y'all doing your homework. Y'all doing your numbers as a business. Y'all, it makes sense like that, and they will do that.
Sometimes you need both of us there.
They'll fuck being black. They're doing this shit, bro. It's like
depends on what
they will fuck you if you don't know what to do or what to say.
How do you counter that?
Know what to do and what to say.
No, as in receipts.
Contracts.
And also, like, you got to do your research on the venue, though, because a lot of times...
The venue be janky.
I won't say janky. It's more so is that, like, they'll try to start you off high, and if you don't negotiate, you always say you want to go lower. Mm-hmm. If they say 10, say 7.
Me in the middle. 8.
Me in the middle. Negotiate on your terms.
So you got to be a business.
You got to be a business man.
Watch your TV shows. I'll be watching TV.
A lot of Shark Tank. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Man, I watch a lot of Power. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Power, yeah.
Too.
Power. Power, look. Power teach you a lot.
I watch a lot of Power, and I watch a lot of, what's that, Frank, Lucius?
Lucius.
That nigga was a motherfucking beast.
Bro.
Regardless of the show not being as hot as Power, but he was a
but whatever you watch, even that old TV show called Empire.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Lucius. Okay, yeah. Like, it's so many different TV shows.
He was a motherfucking monster, boy.
Like, bro, you set short terms.
That was Diddy.
Nah,
I tell you. I was Diddy. I launched my entire business based on somebody's YouTube video. I let a bitch coach me right into it.
I ain't right.
I said, well, if she talk, I said, that bitch ain't even as popping as me. Hold on, let me work the numbers.
Right.
Let me add $100 per personality. It's just more. So I'll fit it.
Yeah, that's what I'll be telling about events. So the events would be like, what are they doing? They bring them out, then what you go do after that? Or you go talk to them? Because I'm going to talk. Like, throughout my event, I'm running around the whole event.
Oh, so that's you.
Yeah,
you're the rounder repper.
Yeah, I'm not for to be bougie.
You
I'm
making sure they go into the after hour. You making sure they come, they showing up naked.
Yeah, like, it's certain shit.
Ratio crazy.
Like, even on Instagram, like, the way I talk to people on Instagram, nobody else could talk the way I talk.
Ratio's crazy.
If I sell 300 tickets,
I mean, y'all light-skinned.
Every time they say, first of all, he been fighting it since the camera came on. As soon as he seen it, he got.
I'm like, I'm not light-skinned.
He looked at the camera and said, yeah, it's bright because I ain't light-skinned. So y'all don't practice colorism at y'all doors? Y'all charge extra for big girls? Which y'all
doing? No. Nah. When I tell you, like, big vibes, I'm saying no. I'm going to say, like, I'm rich.
Big I came from the really, from the real dude. Struggle
that,
days.
That's not Hollywood shit.
They don't
people
do that.
Yeah, but people shit. Like, we
but
do
I came
that,
from the days when all we had was Hollywood. Hell so yeah, it was like,
we lost a lot of we're
a lot of people I mean, aren't going to have to be into the terms.
Sure. I get, nah.
He said they pay what they weigh.
Speaking of the girly girls. And how y'all interact with the girly girls. Are y'all in relationships? How do y'all handle being
hello,
personal
I'm getting deep on y'all now. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not in a relationship.
No.
You said, what you say?
Yeah, I'm not in one.
You are?
Type shit.
Hey. I knew it was some girl power up here.
I'm not tripping.
So how do y'all handle that? Being young, being... popular, being surrounded by the era of clout,
yes, sir.
Having a pinpoint opportunity like and access to anything
it.
You want.
I think I'm used to it.
I'm used to it. I'm
living room
it.
Baby.
Huh?
Living room baby.
Used to like
living room baby.
With the cousins and shit.
Okay. Sure. Living room babies. They do this. They've been doing this since they was born.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm just saying.
That makes sense.
He a living room baby. That's why he's smiling.
He understand the terminology. That's what he's like. Okay.
Yeah, type shit.
Yeah, that's living baby for you. That's cool though. I like to see that. Most living babies literally turn out to be fucking psychos.
Not for real.
So, yeah, living babies, they be having like 2 inches going on in their head.
She
can't
I
feel like I can balance personalities at that point.
So you have multiple personalities.
Hell yeah, because sure. Nigga be having multiple.
Yeah.
I can balance a gang of motherfuckers being living room babies.
I know I got 17.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I can break out certain size. I'm like, nah,
what's some of the cons to being a promoter right now? Let's talk about that.
Everybody's a promoter. Like, it's like, I'm not explaining.
It's not a con, that's competition.
That's competition. Yeah, I don't believe in competition.
Oh, you said con, my bad.
I don't believe in competition.
What's the con?
When you wake up on a Monday, and you have to be grateful that certain circumstances do not apply to you, what are they?
A con to being...
As a promoter.
As a promoter.
That's a good question.
I'll say this. So, I'm going to say two things. Being a promoter and doing what I do, two different things. So being a promoter nowadays generation is that like you gotta have your females in line. I hate to say it like that because girls bounce around from table to table. Mm-hmm. It's just Hollywood shit, right? Doing what we do is more so maintaining relationships and not putting your dick in everything. Mm-hmm. That's the con. Because it's like you get so many women around you. Or is that like
say fuck everybody?
That fuck you know. So you gotta really be able to like keep your dick in your hands and stand on business with females.
Right.
Like you got to.
They think they can just come and do what the fuck
they want to do
because you like it's who you are.
Gonna let us, 16 people
in for free.
Be like this. We gonna get this bottle. It ain't happening.
She's slipping. That's what she said. God damn.
Cause that was the right answer.
That was what she said. God damn.
As a promoter, you
that
can't.
That was the right answer.
Because then not only would it fuck up the event, it'd fuck up
relationships, everything. So,
yeah.
And so, I think that's why I'm like my sisters, like my real sister, they'd be like, you got a lot of homegirls. It's like, I have to.
Right.
Like, I can't fuck everybody or like, you feel me? So it's like, I got a certain group of girls I always hang out with. It's just like, they cool. They gonna come to every party. They gonna support.
Pussy rule the world. I'm telling you. Yeah. No one ever admitted to that.
Girls.
That's why you whispered that. Just keep it to yourself. Yeah. Anyway. So I know that for a fact because I was when I was promoting, like I would promote. I would invite everybody. Nah, we ain't cutting that out. Ain't no cut out.
Hey, what we gonna get out?
No chasing. Hell nah.
I slowed it down so they can hear, but I couldn't stop. The shake, we still gotta chill.
Nah, she shake that shit. What you mean? This is a bar. What the fuck y'all expect? Goddamn, some ice getting shook. So everybody listen, that's the ASMR.
I was just about to say, what they be
shake that shit. The fuck?
With the TikTok.
Yeah. The fuck?
Whatever the fuck they be doing.
That's champ, man.
But
anyway,
they still get a shot.
Yeah. So when you a promoter or whatever, you have to make sure that you don't be putting too much energy into females.
Yeah. Because
then you mess up the whole like, bag.
Yeah.
The whole bag be gone. It went down there.
I wanted this one.
And you got to make sure like the niggas around you is like not too much. Like don't do too much. Don't try to fight every time, every party.
Yeah. That's why
you gotta like make your group. Like who you talk to every day? If they go come to your parties every day, make sure they don't bullshit.
That's another thing.
What is some? Not to cut you off.
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say like that's another thing too. Like when you outside for anybody upcoming doing events.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a party years ago when I first started. It was nothing but women, and women complained about not having enough dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
So like me, I actually go seek dudes that like women gravitate to them. They good energy in the party. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when you have a crazy ratio that we have, mm-hmm. you want to make sure it's quality dudes around you.
I just need a VIP card. That's all.
Oh, you good?
You good.
That's all I need to hear.
You good. You good.
We need a house. Let me stop.
We got to get
a goddamn house. Oh, yeah, nah. I ain't doing no hard part. I'm doing Alexander's and, you know.
You so funny. Do y'all mostly do Saturday night events?
Sunday.
Oh, you do Sundays?
Sundays for the summertime.
Okay. So y'all just focus on one event a week?
No. So we do, back to what he was saying, we do a lot of he likes to do bi-monthly events. I like to get him into like monthly.
It depends on what the
event is. Depending on like what it is. Started from March.
Because sometimes I feel
you
like
you can lose people like that.
You can, so, but you can also lose people doing it every other week. They be like, okay, I can go to the next one.
I'll say this, right?
I got a lot of questions.
So I'll tell you. So I said lose people. We came up with Big Vibes because every vibe and every event is never the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you got a lot of shit, they stay on, like, country themes. They stay on, like it's the same thing every time you go.
Like, if it's an Afrobeats party, that's all they Afrobeats.
Like, no, like, for instance.
You know it's a pool party.
You know it's a pool party. Like, for instance, like, come March, we got red carpet. April, we got R&B. Fucking June, you got Juneteenth. After June, you got a two pool party. He throws a pool party, I throw a pool party. It's two different crowds. Mm-hmm. And then our pool party is like a mix between my crowd and his crowd. But it's like, it'll be, one's always more favored. Mm-hmm. You know, then after that, you got fucking like, what, Halloween, right?
We take that month off.
We take September off.
Well, thank September. You, because that's my birthday. I don't want y'all to work there.
Well, like May, like so May and September, we always take off. We like to travel.
Oh, really? I was about to say, so what is the significance with that?
We travel.
We take off, yeah.
Where I go last September?
I go a lot.
Ooh,
I go
last September, I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Real.
You said where?
This is the last September where I go.
Last year?
September.
September.
I went to Miami, and then I went to Houston in November. Oh, so man. I'll just be...
Do y'all do out-of-state events yet?
Nah.
Y'all working on it? Or y'all not?
We've been talking about it,
I did one in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like... I still got to talk to more promoters out there. I'm going to go out there this week. But
okay. Vegas is your next. That's your next door neighbor. In Arizona.
Yeah, no, we're real busy.
If y'all can get y'all a Lake Havasu event for, I think it's Labor Day coming up.
I don't like Lake Havasu. I ain't going
to
lie.
But for what they have like a little bit of a, almost a private event group, like a for show 30 people that's going
to
move with y'all.
30 is way more than
30. I was using
30 as a low number. But I'm sure the ratio is higher than that.
Yeah.
Now, I say this. Like, if we do something out of state, he for sure, out of state, got a lot of pull out of places.
Me too.
So.
Houston for sure.
Houston for sure. Yeah. Houston, for Atlanta sure.
For
me.
I'm going for my birthday.
Like, I go to Houston more, but Atlanta's like, I bust a lot of network out there.
I went to Dallas and took
Houston
over.
Houston so much better because the food better.
Houston's
better
in general.
Houston's better in general.
The vibe. It feel like you at home.
Everybody go to Houston.
Everybody go to Houston.
Nobody like give you a weird vibe in Houston. Bro. Ever.
Houston. You touch down, everybody love you.
Man. I can't wait.
Okay, so that's your favorite place to party, Houston?
Yes.
Yes.
Besides at home?
Houston. Hands down.
Number two? How did you like Miami? What you didn't like about Miami? Why Miami not on the list?
I went to Miami twice. I went to spring break in 2019.
I love Miami.
And then I just went last year.
I just missed my flight to Miami.
I don't
Memorial
like the
weekend. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that would have been my second time going.
Well, I can't do what I want to do.
So you know why we get upset when people say, this day weather is like Miami or something?
No. Somebody just told me that. I'm like, it's not the same.
It's like, have you ever been there?
Yeah, like,
Miami is just Miami.
Have y'all been to New York?
Walking,
I don't
know.
I like to see me. No. I like to go to like party cities or like states where I could go with like people. Because we never go like just three people. I go with like 10, 15.
I party in big group. I travel.
Yeah, big group.
I travel under 10 people.
We go to ATL.
When you travel like that though, I'm telling y'all can literally go to the middle of America, my fucking Tana,
mm-hmm. have a ball.
Y'all having y'all own party. Y'all with 10 people. When I say we take Compton. Everywhere we go, it's almost sickening. Like, why are people who in here that's not even from the city just throwing up seeds? Like, y'all, the homies been blew it. They are in Virginia. They just full-fledged.
Not in Virginia, though.
Anyway. We've been a lot of places, and people gravitate to California. It's so crazy. That's like, if it's more than five of us, the whole city is about to bang the
city.
Like, they about to be here crip walking. They about to be here.
I'm like, I'm not going there too deep, three deep.
Man.
Okay.
I have, like, a few questions because I want for my viewers to hear certain things when it comes to, you know, getting into this game. So,
okay.
Promoting or event planning or vibe curator or whatever the case may be. Like, getting into... How do you say it? Getting into that is more so hard when you don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah, you don't have a people don't know how to gravitate towards you.
I would say
so. How you gotta have a lot of like
I didn't talk
you gotta
to
have
people.
A lot of good energy first.
Yeah, like
that's not true.
Yes,
You can be an asshole.
Yeah, bad energy.
I know a lot of assholes got beat up at bars. Yeah. So the promoters got beat the fuck up.
No, so the reason why I say not bad energy.
Oh, okay, I'm
I mean,
right,
I meant more
cool.
So it's like
they got stole from.
Like being super social.
You talking about talking to people. Yeah, like that. Like, when I first heard this shit, bro, I was horrible at talking to people. I couldn't talk to nobody for shit. Parties made me social. They made me. I couldn't even approach women at first. That ass, I was like, girl.
He done homie to get drunk and be like, bro, you did it again.
Nah, I mean,
he
laughed
like,
though, so
nah,
he'll
tell
you. Because I'm like, he always could talk to, like, if he want to talk to you, he go talk to you. But, like, if it's a group of them, he ain't going to talk.
Okay, yeah. Tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Me, sometimes I'm going
to
talk.
It take him a long time to work the room.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You can hit the whole room in 45 minutes. You know everybody busy.
It depends on how you want to talk. Nah, because, see, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm talking at all. Then I got homies that talk. I walk up on the group and be like, oh, yeah, what y'all doing next week? I got a party. Like,
no, then you got to.
So you're
I'm not an icebreaker. I'm an opportunist. I'm not an icebreaker. Like, that's why I said you gotta have around cool homies that's around you. That like where like they'll talk to every single girl, and all you gotta do, they'll pitch it for you, or you just walk and just be like, you've been back the whole group.
Like party, this my party.
He didn't talk. He talked to one girl. I didn't talk to like six. Just because I'm not a nigga trying to talk to one girl. I'm trying to come out to the event.
Right. He trying to get.
He done broke the ice.
Yeah. Three people Instagram trying to get a one.
So y'all each other wingman.
Yeah,
okay. Sometimes. Y'all look cute.
But we don't hang in the same circles at all.
Oh, okay.
That's what
well, yeah, because y'all have a different age.
So.
Yeah,
y'all have a age gap, not really an age difference, but just an age gap.
Nah,
three, my homie's his age, but
mama's his age.
No, but they still have an age gap. Who he went to high school with?
He just been outside. That's it.
Yeah.
But I already have my set group too. Like, I got like since 2016, it'd be the same 10 niggas around. So it'd be like, we know what to do, and we know not. Like, don't do no.
Let's talk about this clothing line, man.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
GDB. This would be my group. Like, this is the name of my group back in 2019.
Okay.
Airbnbs every week.
So GDB, what's
what
that?
Did I say for?
Grind, Determined, Blessed.
Huh?
Who?
Grind, Determined, Blessed.
Okay.
And like, so many different things.
Yeah, but what the fuck? But we just be like, be outside.
Double bitches.
Get dough bitches.
GDB with GDB.
Are you still
GDB this? GDB this? GDB that?
The way the girl power is over here trying to get a counter term, I'm not getting the counter term fast enough. I'm over here like,
I was doing though too, ain't gonna lie.
My boy Tyler, that's like my brother. But like, he been started with us. Like, he's a part of my 10 people, like, you feel me? So like, me and him was in 2020. I'm like, bro, we could sell some shirts at least, because I ain't gonna do no parties right now. I'm like, I feel like we could sell shirts. Like, I just got that, like, that feeling. He like, all right, let's do it. We started doing it in 2020. We keep picking up. So like, even that.
What made you come up with the, not to cut you off, because it's bothering me. What made you come up with the GDB?
Back then,
Grind, Determined, Blessed.
It was Get Dough Boys, like Get Dough Brothers, actually.
Gotcha.
At that time, like 2018, 2019.
Okay.
I'm like, fuck it. Like, that's the name of our group chat. Like, we was talking every day.
Get Dough Boys.
Yeah. And then, like, we just had Airbnbs every week, like three times a week sometimes. It was just like.
Who had a job? Where'd you work?
At that time? No, I still don't work, but none of us.
Now, that's good.
A lot of us don't work. Yeah.
So, you got a lot of GDB. Don't work.
So why grind, determined, blessed?
Because, like, for blessings. The public eye, like, you know, certain people ain't going to buy that. If it say, get dope, bitch, or whatever you want to say.
It look dope, though. Like the girl on the front.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm trying to design this one. But, like, I told him, like even right now, he's selling right now. I'm going to do my parties. If you want to come to the party and sell it, we can do that.
How big is y'all team right now?
Oh.
What? Like, which one?
Damn.
Individually, like, clearly y'all have two different teams, because y'all just said, like, y'all have two different audiences, y'all draw two different crowds. So, like, how big is the team that you're making sure? Basically, I'm
like my group chat, basically. Your,
yeah. It, that's so crazy.
What?
The whole business is in a group chat.
No, not this business. Like, I'm just saying, like,
I'm just saying, like, period. Like, yeah, that's when how, I said, how many people do you get? Like, how many people in the group
that's
chat?
That's how we talk. Like,
that makes sense, because I manage all of my shit by, like, they're all in the little pin things.
Yeah, like, I don't be on the phone. Like, people don't call. Like, I don't like to talk on the phone.
I don't
talk. Like, you can call me. I talk on the phone. Sometimes, like, I can't hold a conversation on the phone.
So, what's your main
goal?
Group chat, like, how many people do you make sure are accountable? And then for you,
I don't have a group chat,
but he likes to talk on the phone.
I talk on the phone, so I'm more so like, so when you said business, right? So his business for like GDB is like, it's like 10 of them. That's like,
that's not GDB though, because see, it's only two of us.
Well, so what you mean? Like, I mean, like you and your homies,
okay? Like, my main group chat, we got like a boy, like my brother in the Navy, he don't live out here, but he a part of the group. Like, we talk every day. So he do what he doing. Ruchi, that's like, he's a part of the group. His brother. So it's like, it's main, just main homies. Like, if we come to my event or I go to his shows, we go pull up.
So you have 11 people promoting at all 11,
11 people in the group chat.
I mean, yeah, they'll repost my flyers and stuff. Yeah. Like, they,
I will talk about life.
Baby,
Ancho,
they work. Ancho. Yeah, when I drop the fire, I'm gonna say it like this. If I drop the fire in the chat of 10 other people, I expect to get 10 instant notifications.
He got 10 homies that's gonna support what he do.
That's okay.
Behind him,
vice versa.
Because you know that's the real reality question in this world.
Yeah.
All these people don't count. Bitches don't count. Niggas don't count. I mean, parties don't count. What count is who the fuck is supporting the event. Who's making sure a flyer get posted? Who's making sure they're talking to a bitch?
It is vice versa, though. Like,
he posted
his music. Talking to a bitch at the end?
His music, he reposted his music. His boxing, he reposted boxing. Like,
that part. Yeah, no, that's how you got to do something. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I fuck with his group. Like, they really like.
You ain't got no group.
I don't got no group.
He is your group.
Not me.
No, he is your group, though. I'm one of them people. I have a big group, right? Mm-hmm. But inside my big group, I have a C4. Mm-hmm. I would never, on my soul, I would never give somebody his number. For what?
I'll tell you like this.
For what? He's not going to answer.
That's how I feel about
it. He's not going to respond to you. I literally need to, like, interview you before. When I hit him up about you. I gotta have a whole thing going on.
I already know my facts about you. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. I've done my research. Yep. I know what's going on, and he's a part of my smaller group. It's like, yeah. I got the social group, and then I have the core.
Like,
group.
You know my mom. I know your mom. Shit like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That nigga said, "Oh, got that."
Nah, I got like.
So why do you feel like you don't have that though?
So
I'll tell you,
event producer, the hostess. Do you keep more business contacts instead of like?
So I'll say this.
Personal.
Yeah.
I have female friends, right? Mm-hmm. That like. So that is my like support group.
Me too.
So like, mind for real, because like, I won't say
a pimp.
No, nah. No. Nah. Okay. Nah, I got a group chat
with just 5-6 females, but my homies not in that, and we talk every day, hang out, drink.
He got is what I got. Like, with the female friends.
I got a group that I don't touch. I'll be like,
they make sure I'm straight.
Yeah. Like, women don't think we can do that, though. That's the crazy part.
That's fine.
I swear to God.
Swear to God, we can.
Oh, we get caught with the names.
I'm a one girl.
Women don't think we can do that.
In a, like, you might smash one or two in a group.
I'm smash a friend.
Or even in a long time ago. I was going to say.
But yeah, like, even if it's right now,
your best friend, your sister, your auntie, whatever.
No, I'm not saying that, like, some people do that. Like, my group, this is what we
doing. This is what we doing. Yeah.
I'm going to hit your sister.
She might be trying to get out.
But since they ain't gonna be in the group chat,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna keep relationship. Like,
green. What's your sign?
I'm Aries.
Sneaky.
What's Gemini.
Oh, your birthday coming up.
Birthday coming up.
Oh yeah.
Sneaky and creepy. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you about to
get crazy? Sneaky,
turn up.
I'm not sneaky. First off, you just don't know what I do.
And you won't tell me.
I ain't gonna tell you shit.
You just see.
I don't
lie. Cheater, deceiver, heartbreak.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna be honest.
But you ain't telling me what I wanna know.
I'm gonna be honest. You actually, I'm gonna tell you, you don't wanna tell me because you don't hurt your feelings. That ain't my fault.
That's pretty.
I got an icebox with. Yeah, nigga, tell me. What the fuck? Funny. And who the fuck is that bitch?
Oh, not the hair swing.
You tell me who she was.
Damn.
Because why the fuck you couldn't just tell me that was Felicia Ball-headed ass trying to borrow your microwave?
See, I had conversations like, not that, but
you've been upset.
Like,
exactly.
Why she adding you on Twitter? I'm like, nigga, I be with her
every day. I don't like those kind of questions. Like,
Twitter be cracking those scenes.
I'm the bitch they be asking about. I'm bad on so we're not going to talk about
it. If you like anything, if you retweet anything, if you comment anything, it's going to be shown.
How you handle that in your relationship?
Huh?
How you handle that in your relationship? Do you ever have to, like, tell girls, like, hey, bitch, you being thirsty and I'm in a relationship?
We're not a full-blown relationship anymore.
What that's supposed to be? Wait, we're not going to get into that.
Type shit.
We ain't going to get into that.
Yes, we are. Shit, let me pour these.
But that don't matter.
About the mind.
She said, yes, we are. These are the probe drinks.
We didn't crack the... We didn't...
You know how they ask that question? You still fucking your ex? That's what it is. Type shit. Like,
you do realize that means it's not your ex.
Type shit.
Okay.
That's why I said
type shit. Type shit.
Because you heard the original introduction, right?
God.
So when he get cussed out about this show, you know what he gonna say? When she first asked me, I said I am in a relationship.
You know we get
$115,000. You know what download mean, right? Saved in her phone. She didn't crop the whole fucking.
Download dummy.
Oh, I watched it. Download me. It's stored in my phone. I didn't crop this shit out, and I'm asking you questions based on what the fuck you done told this little cutie bitch at the bar.
She done made her own clips. Like, here from here. Oh, you see.
Now she making her own YouTube shorts, making a story time. Story time about my nigga thought he was no crazy on the podcast.
She gonna go straight to her close friend, type close friend. Close friend going straight to the group chat.
Type shit.
Type shit. That is hilarious. Why are you not in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship because...
I just be bullshitting.
We know you creepy. We talking about sleepy. Are you avoiding relationships? Oh, you didn't hear y'all new names?
She said sneaky and creepy.
Sneaky and creepy. Damn. Yeah. Aries, Gemini. Sneaky, creepy.
Yeah. I was 6th grade.
Damn.
But no, what
you said you've been creepy since you was in 6th
grade? No, people call me sneaky since I was in 6th grade.
Oh, because that's how long you've been accidentally walking in the girls' bathroom and shit? Okay.
No. You did that too?
Yeah, I'll make this drink for y'all.
She got you down packed.
What you say?
I said, because that's how long you've been accidentally walking in the girls' bathroom?
Oh, no, it was still more the girls' bathroom. It's crazy. No, when I was in middle school, remember, shut the fuck up.
You about to do it. Just stop.
We're not gonna go there. Let's
just stop.
Nah.
Stop.
They didn't drink it now.
No. Stop.
You gonna be
stop. Because
okay.
She didn't say something now.
I was like,
that's something funny about that.
I'm like,
I remember.
Right. Don't do it.
I'm like, great. I wanna know.
Don't do it. No. Biggest event. What's the most money y'all made in one night?
Damn.
What? I mean, I said
that's a good.
Instagram.
That's a good question.
One
Instagram.
Thing he gonna ask is about.
I'm
gonna
leave for last year. I said
he trying to figure it out.
But like grand rich,
like
after the cut,
after we pay everybody else,
after you pay. No,
I
don't want to
know that
out.
Because it might start a fight. No, all together one night.
Before
the cut. After y'all do the expenses.
That's why I sell my.
You got DJs. You got
on Instagram. About $7,500
a night. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good night.
Halloween.
I mean, like 10.
Is that y'all biggest night so far?
Yeah. But then, if you do the deposits and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like around 85.
I made 10.
He sells more sections sometimes, you know.
My brother used to try that shit with me. I'm like, man, we all in this together.
Nigga. Nah, like, you get your little, you know, your deposit in you. I ain't gonna take it.
You know why? It's because he...
I got better at my deposit, though. He got the classy bitches. You got the shot o'clock bitches. That ain't true.
Oh, so we didn't politic that.
No, it ain't
true.
Okay,
I got a real question then.
It's real.
Before you go further and tell us all your business.
No, I'm not going to.
Which one of y'all have sold the most bottles in one night?
Me.
I'm going to give them to him. Why? I think I sold the most tickets. So it made sense.
Which is back to the hot.
You get the back end.
Because
everybody want to come to the club and get a bottle.
Nah, but it was like.
He got more pool.
Nah, we be. So like in ticket sales.
But we be.
How many bottles
was it? We talk shit to each other.
Yeah, like.
We be in competition.
The words ratio and analytics.
Like the way I talk shit to him, I'll be like, show me my ticket sales. You show me yours. We'd be like 10 off. About you a bitch, nigga. Go sell some more tickets.
I'm like, yeah, bitch. Like we be hitting
him back.
That's a good vibe.
We be talking shit.
He like 5 in the morning. I'll be like, maybe see. I go back to his phone.
Y'all don't do it publicly.
What?
Nah.
Because some people know. Some people take us serious.
Y'all do that shit publicly, y'all be like, kid and play. Y'all need to stop playing with y'all.
Yeah, but see, sometimes I don't like to tell people how many tickets we sold.
Yeah, I do realize
it don't matter. That makes people be like, oh, shit. We'll post like
50 available, 10 left.
But we be talking like,
I don't want to say, oh, I got 250 tickets.
Okay, I want to do an event with y'all. I want to do sale wars.
Yeah.
I want to do more.
People want to know that is sold the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, well, no, we
no, no,
that.
No. So, look, so I'm telling
but
you,
the
like,
way we talking private, it's like, you know, we're talking they private. They don't want to see that.
Like, when we doing public, it's like,
I'll be it, like,
we literally do. So, like, I'm charging marketing, right?
Yes, nigga.
Clear that goddamn cup.
I don't like that juice.
So, no, I'm going to charge the marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before I release anything or how we do it, I would chop with bro first.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll, first, yeah. Like, so if I got an idea, I'm running by him. And so, Will, you'll know this motherfucker sold the fuck out. You'll know, like, and we make it to where, like, now we got subscribers on our Instagram story. Okay. So, what's that? Like, even, like, our subscribers for our event, bro. Like, when we drop some shit, it's like, you missed the fuck out. It's supply and demand. Like, we work the market. We make sure you know what's going on.
It's a sale going on, right? Only for today or tomorrow.
Bro, like, yeah. Like, before you throw the next event, tour. You already know what the next event is. Because
mm-hmm.
you pay that much attention to what we do. And I will say this. Mm-hmm. Everybody else run ads. We run no ads.
No ads.
We don't run no advertisements. It's like all it. Word of mouth.
For what? I don't even know how to run ads.
No,
I don't run ads.
I'm like, this shit.
Real bringer inners. I ain't going to call y'all party promoters, but bringer inners.
Gang, gang.
What we need ads for, baby? You know everybody in this whole motherfucking club.
But yes,
I didn't ask every fucking DM.
I don't really like to invite people from the city. Like, yes, the city gonna pop out, but like
people that's
inside, you know how the city go. Mm-hmm. No, travelers. I don't want y'all there.
I mean,
the college bitches that graduated college. Everybody,
you still.
But what y'all did was he said it earlier. #BigVibe. Once somebody knows your hashtag, your tagline, your party tag, that's how I used to find all my parties on the weekend. Everybody who tagged, I knew. I would literally just get on. I ain't gonna tell y'all what social media I was using at the time because that'll reveal my age.
I'm
about to, where the fuck is the bottle? Did you hear what he just said? He said MySpace. Why would you do
that?
Huh? You know, MySpace is still, is it still up?
No.
Fight you.
Oh, okay.
But Facebook still is. I don't know if hashtags worked in those days, but by the time I figured out how to use the hashtag, I'm a little bit more advanced than most people. I used to Google hashtags. Like, late night LA, party LA, Los Angeles parties at night.
You can Google a hashtag?
Yes. Google
but
has all everybody information.
How do you?
Why you that's true, though. They do got everybody.
No.
No, so what that would cause, the problem with Googling
how do I look?
Which is why in 2024, having a personal hashtag or something that's directly
you can just
to you. It's better is because if I type in LA, you know what it gives me a lot
everything.
Of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Oh,
LA and Louisiana. LA. So I would type in party in LA and then I would have to dig through pages of flyers to figure out where the fuck Jamaican Gold was.
Jamaican Gold.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
He knows nothing.
Go to bed, son.
Exactly. Baby. Jamaican Gold is what y'all call now Afrobeats. Afrobeats night was originally Jamaican Gold. That was Jamaican. When I say Poom Poom Tuesday, we came from that.
Jamaican Gold was one of the hottest.
Yeah, that was like crazy. But to figure out where it was, because like they used to get their party shut down all the time because it was too loud.
That's how busy 740, cracking 740.
Damn. So I only been to the 740 once and we got maced.
Whoa.
Yeah, 740 insane. We got in a fight like at the door trying to get out. And, like, the security guard just reached in and maced everybody.
Supper Club used to be cracking, but Supper Club wasn't the 740.
Remember Joseph's?
I couldn't get in Supper Club. Now you're revealing.
It's so many clubs that just changed their name.
Yeah, they revamped.
So it's like we're laughing because like who knows? Joseph turned it into Palms. Then it turned.
That's a Lonely Spot.
No. These are like Hollywood Boulevard.
I was like,
go home, right?
I didn't come about the strip club.
Speaking of places that changed their names, why y'all ain't tell me Deja Vu was called the Players Club now?
Oh, that just changed.
That's like last week. Like, it better been last week because I told somebody, like, oh, okay, I'll meet you at Deja Vu. And they was like, they don't call it that anymore. It's called
Deja Vu. Shout out Snoop Dogg and his wife taking over the Deja Vu.
Oh, for real?
They did that?
Yeah.
Boss Lady presents the Players Club. Boss Lady is Snoop Dogg's wife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my soul. I'm going to go to the bitch tonight. After I leave Taco Tuesday. Turn it in with a little titty. You know. little nightcap
type shit.
This dude,
sir, I'm gonna say, sir, you've done enough. Okay.
What would you say to like new promoters that's coming up, like that want to get into this? Like, how would you direct them the right kind of way? We're gonna start with you, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we did him first.
Yeah.
What would you say to like new promoters who want to get into it, the right direction to go? Like as far as making sure that they got their business together, also their crowd, and make sure that they don't have a fucked up name at the end of the night.
Your name, I'll start from your name first. Your name means everything. Like, I don't give a fuck if you gotta owe somebody some bread at the end of the night. Make sure your name stay valid in the streets.
Okay.
Like, a lot of niggas that do janky shit, my name's got no business out here. So like they ain't the motherfucker that tell you that I owe them some bread. They got their money too damn late, whatever it is. Be transparent on your business. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's like, when it comes to like having a crowd, it ain't got to start big. I started with 100 people.
Yeah.
I started with 100 people on Thursday night. Between me and I begged all my friends to come. I started in Westwood at a big-ass club. And then I downsized from the club to like some small shit. So it ain't got to be nothing big. Just make sure it's cracking. Everybody had a good time.
Right.
That wouldn't matter. Like, make sure everybody have a good time. Like,
what is inclusive of a good time?
You can pack it out. Nobody
inclusive of a good time is one thing for me. Memorable.
Yeah.
Talking about it later.
Like, it don't matter. Like,
bring it back up.
Yeah. Like, I got parties where, like, people beg me. Like, beg me to throw them motherfuckers again.
Uh-huh.
They beg me to throw them motherfuckers again. They be like, bro, like, run that shit back again.
So from that you got keep your name cracking.
Keep your name
be
good.
Be transparent.
Make sure you got good vibes in there. Like you gotta have good vibes.
Good vibes.
How you keep good vibes though? You got dickheads.
Yeah.
And just so how do you keep good vibes?
I don't know. I can't expect that.
So it go back to what you were saying, like vibe curation.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't say that.
Well, she said that.
We said that.
We all said that. Pookie said that. Pookie said that. My first biggest event, actually, like I said, like when I first started, was with Pookie. It was a mansion party.
Okay.
And
I think what was it at?
It was Hollywood Hills. It was a lingerie party.
All right. I drove away.
You cannot imagine that you being to all the mansions.
Yeah. It was a mansion.
I tried to stay away from that shit. I ain't going to lie to you.
I don't like
ghetto shit. I don't like
house
parties.
When I tell you though, my crowd has always been more women-based than man-based. So it's always like a good vibe. So I would say know your crowd,
mm-hmm.
and then know how to cater to them and like what you want to provide. Like a lot of people in it for the money.
Of course.
So if you're doing this shit for the money, don't do it.
Gonna do it anyway.
The reason why I said because look, it's like. He's been doing this, but it's like you don't understand. Like when you need to put your all into some shit, put your bread in some shit, ain't no it's skee ball in that bitch.
You break even.
No, I understand that. No, we're good with that.
Yeah, not because you good with that part.
No.
Because some motherfuckers be like, they're trying to fight you at the end of the night.
Nah, ain't no.
Okay, so back to my part.
I've seen that before.
But some people
don't understand, though, like,
at the end of the day. Security. And then now they tripping on each other. I'm like,
yeah, that's why I say, like, keep your name valid.
I already got paid.
Because at the end of the day, it's like,
ain't my party.
You got to make sure that like your name stay green because if you got to take an L at the end of the night, you're paying your security guards, paying your bartenders, paying your bottle service girls.
You pay everybody out first.
But you be like, damn, I ain't make shit.
If you end up with $20, you end up with $20.
But everybody had a good time. They're going to come back.
They're going to come back. You feel me?
You got 20 out of it.
Bro, my biggest event, I made $30,000.
Okay.
But ask me what I profited off that event.
What you profit?
Nigga, $1,000.
Okay. Oh my
you
soul! I just had a similar
situation. Yeah, no, I know. So you said what's the biggest I ever made after the cut?
What party was that?
Bikini Bottom, the one at the big ass mansion party.
Yeah,
I did.
Everybody begged me to do.
But that
how
party
much tickets at that party. I mean, at that party.
Ticket sales?
How many tickets? How much the tickets for that?
The highest. What's the peak of it?
The peak of it?
Yeah.
Eventbrite did 25,000.
Damn, I wasn't there.
He wasn't even there.
No. How much was the tickets?
Oh, dudes was $50 pre-sale, $100 the door. Girls started off at $25, and they stopped at $50.
And that made that much money?
That made that much money. If you look at my event, bro, you'll
see. What was the capacity of the spot?
About like 700, 800.
Damn.
How long did it take you event break to cut
that shit? Would have been $100.
Nigga, at the what?
But it was, when I tell you,
but it was COVID year, huh?
Yeah, it was during COVID.
It would have been more than that.
But I tell you,
I knew it. Didn't I?
But I respect your
age. I knew y'all was going crazy during COVID.
No, so but
I was a part of that.
Nah, so I'll tell you though, like, so you asked me earlier, my biggest event, right? My biggest event that I've made $10,000 to myself after profit was the second Bikini Bottom. Mm-hmm. That was after profit.
You did it right the second time.
Because I didn't know. No, the first time. So Bikini Bottom Part 2 was in 2021. Mm-hmm. That I made $10,000 to the face to myself.
That's what I'm saying. You did it right that time. Right, to make sure you was going to bring something
because
back.
My budget was very, very low for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You understood.
I understood. So I kind of forced I don't know. Well, for the last one, the one I'm talking about, the $30,000, it was more so like it was coming out of pandemic. We were still in pandemic. But it was like niggas were losing bread.
Whoop their feet, boy.
But it was like niggas were losing bread. They didn't have money like that no more.
Shit, niggas had PPPs.
EDD, PPP,
man, look. When I tell you, I did that shit. I did that one by myself.
My door would have been 200.
Clearly, he was scraping the barrel.
Bro,
he was checking the mansion.
The mansion was $10,000 alone. The mansion cool. I made
that,
10.
That would have made me go even harder.
No,
was
so,
it
so
that little white, all white three story that got the DJ?
I need alcohol.
Okay. That's how you need somebody to make sure you're in the house. Hey, nigga,
somebody tried to book me recently for that house. Guess I told him. I'm booked already. I ain't laid in my bed and didn't.
The best thing, though, above all, though, is you made a profit.
Made a profit?
Yeah.
But I would be hurt after that.
I with mama's house sandals, boy. What you talking about? A little thong sandals.
I never even talked on camera before.
Yeah, to get your nails done, a little. I would have been whooping feet out there. I got pow. Hey, how much?
You see, that's why.
Pow.
That's why I asked y'all. Y'all be playing pricing games? Because this one.
Nah.
He came from the.
I'm not even money hungry.
I know the deal though.
But that taught me about money though.
We came from like the original free before 9:30 ground.
I mean, we still do that though.
No, they still have that.
Yeah.
So
gotta
be like, but they really gonna run down that whole line. And at 10:02.
Nigga, I went
right back to the front. Bitch, you gonna have to pay your $20.
I went to what's this? Monday night R&B.
Monday Night Vibes.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Yeah. I went to that, and I swear I was reading the fine print. I was like, fuck. So we gotta be there
before this time,
or the bottle service go up. We need. I was running around looking for the promoter. Like, hey, bro, I need my bottle right now.
That's how it is, Houston.
Give me my motherfucking
get
bottle right now.
Get there before 11. Mm-hmm. Get that same
deal. About $500. I like the way they're doing it now. You got to spend so much money in order to get the section and stuff right, which is cool. You got to do a deposit on Eventbrite. It makes sense.
The deposit secure your section. You just got to make sure you hit that minimum when you guys pull up.
Yeah, so you got that 80 plus whatever. That's a kill.
Yeah,
which is
that's
so crazy kill. Because when I was telling them to do that 6 years ago, you know what they're telling me? Nobody's gonna reserve a bottle.
See, people be wasting your time too. They like deposit, they're paying you.
People in 2024 are so crazy.
He'll tell you,
and then. Somebody come to the door talk about we need a section. It's sold out.
Having a bro.
The whole time it's not sold out. We could have made $1,500 just now, but we only made $100.
It's like a consultant.
Yeah, yo, so my nigga, that's my $100. You ain't getting nothing back.
Yo, I don't understand. When you seen that text message and that email, it tell you like, hey, be there by a certain time. You're going to lose your shit.
Yeah.
The price going to go up on that section.
Oh, yeah.
You might spend $5. You probably going to spend $500, but we going to get $15 for this bitch.
Right. I need that. I need that. How much you got? I've also had people do crazy ass gifts where they say they'll buy a bottle and they don't need a section.
You be like, oh, I still got bottles, but I don't have no section to teach you. And they're like, I don't give a fuck. Give me the bottle.
Mm-hmm. Not for real. I got
here you go. Like, shit.
That's my JFK beats.
Nigga, we had that a couple times. Like,
everybody.
Like, I don't care. When I went to the New Jamaican Club and found out that they don't have bottle service, he don't ever drop deposits.
He just walk up, be like, table available, it's available. I'm gonna get the bottle and just say fuck it.
Insane.
He gonna give it to all the girls and then buy another one.
Yeah,
dead ass.
It's cheaper like that too.
It is cheaper.
It really do the math.
You do the math.
It's the rodeo for me. That motherfucker just sent out a lasso.
That's crazy.
Get 10 of them in one bottle.
So we got your motivation speech. How would you tell somebody to get into your business and what you got going on? We want to hunt you up.
Well, damn.
Because you ain't hype no more.
He low-key just said it.
I just said it.
Okay, yo, you want to...
Low-key, yeah.
I'm a hype.
You like the...
Nah, you turned up with the potato chips and all this and all that. You did that. And then you got to stop.
What did you say?
Make sure your crew is good and all that.
Yeah, your crew good.
Yeah, how do you manage all these women? How you make sure artists don't show up?
You about to get him in trouble.
No. That don't matter. Because I don't let everybody in. Nobody really getting in for free. Like,
I didn't say nothing about
free. No, I'm saying, like,
I said, how you make sure they're going to show up.
If my bitches walk up to the door, you get in for free. Not your homegirls, maybe, but
if my bitch, you're in for free.
You're in for free. Your best friend, yeah, okay, y'all good. But, like, imagine if you got 10.
All of them.
I'm about to say, imagine if you got 10 bitches.
We a birthday crew.
Nah.
Okay, I got a scenario for you. I see how I got to work with you. Quick math, here we go. Six bitches at the door. Two of their homegirls is still parking. It's going to take her 10 minutes to get over here because she's walking. My other party calling is crazy. Three of them you familiar with. They done came out before.
All the time.
Nobody else you recognize.
They
on top of the map.
They want a champagne birthday bottle.
Okay. Wait.
They want a champagne birthday bottle.
For sure.
Look, and the three girls that you know already.
They pay for the champagne, y'all get in.
I like cut my conversation off because I'm the girl at the
door. Go in for free. Think about it. You already go get your one in for free.
A champagne bottle.
Baby, it's Imperial. How many girls is it?
It's
eight. Six girls at the door. We waiting 20 minutes.
You ain't doing the math.
Okay, you already go get your two in for free. What's left? Six, right? So, we go six.
No.
You get it. You for sure. Six. Go that.
No.
You go for eight. Sure. Let your girl and her best friend.
I'm saying
for sure.
So let me tell you.
Do not say. So look,
if it's Deja and her best friend, you better
tell me right now.
Stop saying names.
Deja.
That's my little sister. I gotta say it on camera. Shit.
Yeah, that's it.
My little sister. And my little sister was a booking table, right?
Cool.
With her best friend.
Yeah.
No, he said no because I'm
like, listen to what she said, bro.
It's eight girls. Six girls is at the door.
Three of these girls that you know.
So, okay, right. Seven.
You know three of these girls.
Right.
The other three girls that's with them, you do not know. This is Ashley and her best friend, Tiffany and her best friend, Brittany and her best friend. They are waiting on a... Two homegirls. When the two homegirls, now they're asking you, can they get in? They're calling you, telling you both of y'all. They're calling you, telling you.
Or the bottom.
Because we don't care. We're never in our life going to ask that, baby. Okay. We're just telling you.
20 for females,
we're
not
asking you how much you're calling.
You get your best friend.
Sorry, let's get
your
best
friend. Get your best friend for free. It's seven left.
You're out. You're out.
They say we want to get a bottle, though. We're going to get a champagne bottle. The champagne bottle, $300.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just go ahead and get y'all champagne bottle.
Why they waiting at the door for their two homegirls walk up? The two homegirls walk up. They are busted.
Seven.
The two homegirls finally get to, because remember we was waiting on our two homegirls. We didn't even know her yet. We just been talking. When they get to the door, they busted.
Like you said,
they just like, they're not the type of girly girls that we want.
They got that Instagram.
But they got the money for the
for
the champagne bottle.
Mm-hmm. They came in flats.
No deal.
What is the deal? Eight girls, one champagne bottle, six of them are presentable.
That boy thinking.
Three
hard
of them you
now,
know.
Boy. That
and two of them, we
drop.
Ain't even trying to take them home.
I'll tell you, I read it.
Tell me.
It's $90.
Thank you.
It's $90.
$10 each, and I'm putting extra $4.50 on it.
It's not even that, because at the end of the day, you get 4 to 5 people per one bottle,
mm-hmm.
right? Off rip. I don't give a fuck if you're my friend or not,
yeah.
right? So y'all three girls already know in advance when y'all sent me the money for the bottle. I got 4 to 5 people. I'm saying five.
They say they're walking
the
up. See,
no.
She said they walking up.
No, that's why they're walking up, because you know girls like to book their five people.
They bring
more. But they got their homegirls that they waiting.
So I'm telling you.
That's an itch.
I'm trying to figure out.
I'm thinking about buying a bottle at the door.
I don't give a fuck about none of this. Everybody got
to they walk up to the door.
No,
they try to get
in
there. Like, we
go y'all determine what y'all going to do. Before they
oh, you said they already paid for the deposit then.
Look, I didn't know that.
So I'm saying
he
this,
said
right?
That's their best fucking bet.
I'm saying,
I'm just giving you the scenario. He's working it out for you.
That's a cold ass scenario.
Your best bet is to have booked your bottle and send me a deposit.
I'm telling you
that covers 5 people. Off rep. You have 3 more people.
What you doing? What you doing?
Off rep. Deposit. You already knew in advance, sister, not love you, most definitely.
Yeah, you said advance.
That means 3 people, right? Mm-hmm. That means you got 2 additional people that are not there. Mm-hmm. They're still covered. Those 3 extra people, the
they
door.
Pay.
Yeah, that means that y'all got there late, 1.
Y'all
got
to pay.
2, that means the door start off around like probably 40 hours around there somewhere.
Y'all got to pay.
I'm going to knock off 10 off each person.
Just
get them
because.
30 just because of courtesy. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be $30 each right there. That's mm-hmm. $90. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Boom.
Easy call.
Easy call.
Yeah, she made it kind of difficult, though.
Yeah, you.
That was the point.
Yeah,
that
point.
So, he was smart.
Yeah, like, you don't.
So
you don't have to be doing it. It'd be me and my three-year-old girl talking about.
That you
but Huncho. But Huncho, last time we came, I told you we were going to be
walking up. Even in.
We can't go in right now. Call Brittany. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you this. Even if.
They
just
blew
me. Even if.
Hey, you did that with that one.
But even if. If they didn't book the table in that van,
he was on his game.
Even if they didn't book the table in that van, I'm gonna say all rip. Like, okay, you know what? This is the minimum you gotta spend. Boom, you get because $500. That means you got 100 per each person. At the end of the day, you got additional people that's coming with you. Cool. Just because y'all girls, I'm gonna show y'all the courtesy. I'm not gonna charge y'all 40. I'm gonna charge y'all $30 each. If y'all look good for real, I might just say fuck it. Y'all might be a dub. Depending on how I'm feeling. If you came late, that means I'm probably off my alcohol. If you be like, I'm going to talk about
the real.
No way, y'all 60 to 90. Boom. So, but me sober going to be like $90.
Oh, for sure.
End of the day.
For sure.
Ladies, it depends on what time there,
they get there,
too.
That means...
Do y'all have a... Wait a minute. Let me catch you off.
Go ahead.
Do y'all have, like, a little name?
What do you mean?
Or y'all just Huncho and KN?
Big Vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing is called Big Vibes.
Huncho, KN, Big Vibes.
Yeah, it's them 3.
Sometimes people be throwing off like Big Vibes, and then they get
y'all
there.
Y'all hear
like,
me? I just got y'all the deal of a lifetime.
Let me tell you, the big girls. Look, let me tell y'all this.
I just got y'all
the
deal of a lifetime.
The big girls spend money.
Get you a champagne bottle.
The big girls spend money, and they don't have no complaints.
They have a solid $100 bill. So that way he'd be like, y'all good.
It's a big recall right now, probably right now.
Because he already said $90. So he's going to be
like,
fucking with the $10 tip.
Like
that's how you get ahead of the line, babe. Bitch, go around the line, come to the front of the line, say, I want to speak to KN. When KN gets to the door, say, KN, we got the champagne bottle. And when he say, what's your name on the list, pull out your $100 bill and say, I'm waiting on my other 2 homegirls. They're going to be here in a minute.
No, y'all got paid one. Y'all got walking that one.
That's okay. Here, take this right now. Let me pay you.
Tell them where to find y'all at, man. Tell them where to find y'all right first. Go ahead, right? This your camera right here, man.
Oh, shit, I can't even say what's the deal.
Nah,
shit.
Yeah, go ahead with the potato chip riddle.
Say,
go ahead.
Go ahead with the potato chip riddle, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah. I'm not even going to say potato chip now.
Oh, you got multiple.
I got multiple.
Hey. Oh, I'm ready. You know, I'm a big battle rap fan, so I love a slogan. Go ahead.
Do your thing.
What's the deal? Found that KM Montana, big bag of chips with a side of dip. Pull up to the scene where it's green. Stop playing. Yeah. Back where you're going to find me on Instagram, though.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
You can find me on Instagram, HonchoLife_. HonchoLife_.
My boy, That's simple as hell, man.
Simple.
We're going to keep it simple.
Gemini. He'll probably be an asshole after.
He is an asshole.
I am. Yeah.
I can tell.
He's nice as a motherfucker. You know he an asshole.
He is.
You already know where to find us at, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do the big tip with the dip and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Look, OpenBar_. That's how we doing it. We done changed it back. Network, we going to work on something like that. Shout out to my boy Black Coffee in the building. Shout out to Black Coffee. Champ City in the building.
Shout out to Josh.
You already know, Big City Girl Vibes, originally from Compton. Thank you for having me. I had fun with you guys.
I had fun with y'all
too.
Man.
You guys had fun. We're going to do an outro shot. I'm going to pour y'all.
Leave me hate.
Y'all, sorry.
We're going to take a shot to get up out of here.
Y'all can get a little shot to get out of here? Okay.
No chaser.
Straight up. No chaser.
No chaser?
No chaser.
Okay. Y'all just keep it wet.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't get no full shots though, because I've been getting drunk with y'all.
Yeah, I'm getting fucked up.
This is the first time I ever strictly did shots. This is
mine.
It
is green like the Hulk.
Oh, I know. Look at that. All
right, y'all.
Where we at? Up here, down here, we everywhere. Follow us.
Oh.
That part.
Conversation never on the block.
Meet me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open. Bars, bars, bars.
Meet me.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Open Bar fam, it's your host, C4, and we're bringing you another top-tier experience today. If you're serious about quality and flavor, then listen up. We're excited to partner with Nuda Tequila, a brand that's all about purity and craftsmanship. Nuda isn't just any tequila. It's crafted with precision and passion. Made from 100% pure blue agave, Nuda delivers a smooth, clean taste that goes down easy, whether you're taking a shot or savoring it neat. And for those who love a good cocktail, it mixes perfectly for a refreshing twist. So why not elevate your next gathering? Head over to nudatequila.com and grab your bottle today. And don't forget, tag us at openbarpodcast_ and at nudatequila on Instagram to show us how you enjoy it. Cheers to good times and great tequila. Also now, when you order online, use OpenBar10 for 10% off at checkout. Remember, it's not just about drinking, it's about the experience. Let Nuda be your next go-to. Salud.
At Open Bar Podcast, we know great conversations start with the right pour. That's why we're proud to introduce Dore Premium Vodka, an award-winning experience crafted by cellar masters using time-honored traditions and modern innovation. Distilled in copper stills from golden oats and wheat, Dore Premium Vodka offers a rich, full-bodied taste with delicate oat notes and a creamy texture. Whether you're celebrating big wins or savoring small moments, Dore Premium Vodka is your golden companion. Available now. Sip responsibly. Welcome to Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. I'm excited to share that Interstate Vodka is now one of our sponsors. Interstate Vodka was formed in Southern California by three childhood friends. What started as a vision turned into a reality built by hard work and the desire to present a quality product. Distilled in Jacksonville, Florida, this corn-based, 8 times distilled ultra-premium vodka will satisfy your palate. The interstate connects us all. All roads lead here. Interstate Vodka isn't just your go-to spirit for a night out. It's perfect for all occasions. Celebrate birthdays, holidays, or any special event with a smooth and sophisticated touch. Whether you're toasting to a milestone or simply enjoying a quiet evening, Interstate Vodka enhances every moment. And let's talk cocktails. Interstate Vodka is incredibly versatile. Mix up a classic vodka martini, a refreshing Moscow Mule, or try something new like a berry-infused vodka lemonade. The possibilities are endless, and each sip is pure perfection. Don't miss out on this amazing vodka. Shop Interstate Vodka at your nearest Total Wine or visit interstatevodka.com. And while you're online, check out openbarpodcast.com for more from us. Follow us on Instagram, @OpenBarPodcastOch, to stay updated with all the latest happenings.
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouth-watering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino sparkling water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing.